Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The U.S. missile strike against Syria in retaliation to a chemical weapons attack that killed 100 civilians is threatening relations between the U.S. and Russia, a staunch ally of the Syrian government that has been blamed for the toxic gas attack. Russian President Vladimir Putin said early Friday the attack will inflict major damage on U.S.-Russia ties and was in violation of international law. That's according to a statement issued by the Kremlin. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, said at an emergency U.N. meeting, defended the U.S.'s actions while criticizing Russia, saying that Russia is supposed to have removed all of the chemical weapons from Syria, but obviously that has not happened.
I'm shocked.
The U.S. military fired 59 missiles into Syria, the first direct U.S. assault on Syrian government forces. The U.S. strike against Syria, a key Russian ally, has heightened the attention on U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson's visit to Russia next week. It is unclear if the U.S. action will impact the Tillerson meeting with his Russian counterpart. Tillerson travels to Moscow after attending the G7 ministers' meeting in Italy next week. Swedish police said Saturday that they have arrested a man that very likely is the driver of the truck who plowed into pedestrians outside a busy department store in Stockholm Friday, killing 4 and injuring 15 others. The Swedish prime minister is calling the incident a terrorist attack. A day after the attack, residents still seem to be shaken by what happened. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for Friday's attack. Sweden's government offices will fly flags at half-staff Saturday as Sweden observes a national day of mourning. This is VOA News.